Hey friends, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This is episode 8, The Day I Tried to Pray Like a Grown-Up. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. Let's talk about the day I tried to pray like a grown-up and how that went exactly as well as you'd expect. So I decided rather randomly on a Wednesday that I was going to become a serious Christian. You know the type, the ones with color-coded Bible tabs and a cross necklace that somehow never tangles in their hair. The ones who know the Greek word for grace and actually use it in conversation. The ones who keep a prayer journal with handwriting that looks like it was made by a Pinterest angel with a fine-tipped pen and no carpal tunnel. I woke up and thought, that's it. Today is the day. I'm going to pray like a grown-up. Whatever that meant. Now, to be fair, I'd only been walking with Jesus for about a year, so most of my prayers still sounded like, God, please help me not cry in Walmart again, or Jesus, take the wheel, and also the group chat. But on that morning, I lit a candle, I made coffee, I even sat in a chair that wasn't my bed. I cracked open my Bible like it was a holy briefcase ready for spiritual business. And then I just sat there. I had no idea what I was doing. I stared at the wall for a good 2 minutes, thinking deeply about nothing and everything. Should I kneel? Should I raise my hands? Should I say Father God a bunch of times to sound more official? Should I wait for a thunderclap or an angelic whisper telling me I was doing it right? Instead, my cat jumped onto my lap, sneezed on my Bible, and knocked my pen on the floor. Holy ambiance. Shattered. But I was determined. I cleared my throat like I was preparing to give a TED talk and whispered, Lord, I come before you today. And then I blanked. I mean, completely. I forgot every prayer I'd ever heard. I forgot words in general. For a second, I wasn't even sure I was using English anymore. I fumbled for some kind of flowery language and managed to say something that sounded vaguely like I was reading the side of a cereal box in a British accent. Bless this nourishing grain of the day. What? I burst out laughing, like full snort laughter, right there in the middle of my candlelit prayer moment. It was the opposite of what I'd envisioned. There were no goosebumps, no weeping, no overwhelming sense of holiness, just me, a sneezy cat, and a lukewarm cup of coffee that tasted vaguely like regret. I remember sitting there, hunched over, shoulders shaking with laughter, thinking, I must be doing this wrong. But what if I wasn't? What if the whole point wasn't to feel holy, but to be present? What if the beauty of prayer wasn't in how it sounded, but in the fact that I showed up at all? I thought about that for a long time, and I've thought about it a lot since. Because let's be honest, most of us don't have the time, energy, or patience to orchestrate the perfect spiritual atmosphere every day. Half the time, I'm just trying to survive without spiritually cussing out the people who cut in line at Walmart. And the other half, I'm arguing with my own brain about whether or not I should be doing something, quote-unquote, more productive than sitting in stillness with God. But here's what I'm learning. Prayer doesn't need a production budget. It doesn't require a soundtrack or a special room with a hanging Mark Hamill's cross and a custom coffee mug that says, blessed but stressed. Prayer is messy, personal, clumsy, and holy anyways. I've had moments where my prayer was just a sigh, or a single tear, or a sentence so jumbled it could have been mistaken for a toddler reciting a grocery list. God listened anyways. He listened when I rambled. He listened when I fell asleep halfway through thanking him for my day. He listened when I came in hot with a complaint about how unfair everything felt and how tired I was and how I didn't even want to talk to him in that moment, but I showed up anyway. And I think that counts. Actually, I think that's what prayer is. It's not an audition. It's not a monologue. It's not even a well-edited podcast episode. Trust me, I know the difference. It's a relationship. And relationships, especially the honest ones, don't always sound polished. Sometimes they're awkward. Sometimes they're wordless. Sometimes they're just presence, silence, proximity. When I first started dating my husband, I thought I had to be charming every second. Hair done, voice soft, opinions filtered through 5 layers of social decency. That lasted all of a week. Now, some of our best conversations happen when I'm wearing mismatched pajamas with toothpaste on my shirt and a grocery list in my hand, mid-rant about how we're out of ketchup again. And that's real. That's the kind of intimacy you earn by showing up. Not once, not twice, but over and over and over again. The same is true with prayer. You show up, even when you don't know what to say. Even when you're tired. Even when you don't feel anything. You show up. Because it's not about how you pray. It's about who you're praying to. And he's not grading you. He's not sitting on a throne with a clipboard, rating your prayer like it's an Olympic sport. Oh, she used a metaphor and quoted Psalms? That's a 9.5. No, he's your father. And if you've ever seen how a toddler talks to their parent, you'll understand exactly what kind of wild, unfiltered, emotional honesty God is inviting from you. They don't censor themselves. They don't rehearse. They just talk. Sometimes about poop. Sometimes about dinosaurs. Sometimes about the deeply philosophical struggle of not being allowed to eat cookies before dinner. And the parent listens with delight. Because the point isn't the eloquence. It's the connection. That's what God wants. Not your perfection, your presence. I still try to pray like a grown-up sometimes. I still light the candle and sip the coffee and sit in the chair with the good back support. But now, when I open my mouth and nothing comes out, I don't panic. I just breathe. Sometimes I tell him about my day. Sometimes I tell him about my doubts. And sometimes I just sit in the quiet and let my heart do the talking. And you know what? He always meets me there. Even when the cat sneezes on my journal. Even when the laundry is buzzing in the background. Even when I say something theologically questionable and immediately follow it with, okay, wait, scratch that. I don't think that's how it works. And even when I feel like a spiritual toddler trying to run a marathon in flip-flops, he meets me anyway, because he's not after my polished performance. He's after my heart. And friends, if all you can manage today is a whispered, God, I'm here, that's enough. If all you got is a sigh, a groan, a weary exhale, that's enough. If your prayers are ugly cries in your car or anxious thoughts on a loop while you're brushing your teeth, yep, that counts too. Because prayer isn't a test, it's a tether. It keeps us connected when everything else is frayed and falling apart. It's the thread that ties our ordinary to His eternal. And it doesn't have to look like anything special. It just has to be honest. So here's your permission slip to stop trying to pray like a grown-up. Pray like you. Weird, awkward, distracted, emotional, grateful, overwhelmed you. God already knows your voice, and He loves the sound of it. Thanks for hanging out with me on Unpolished But Called. If this episode reminded you that God still listens when your prayers sound like voicemail messages from someone under-caffeinated and emotionally unstable like myself apparently today, go ahead and share it with a friend who's in the same boat. And hey, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Whether you're folding laundry, dodging responsibilities, or pretending to have it all together while stress-eating crackers in your car. If you like what you heard, leave a review and let the internet know that not all Christian podcasts involve choir music and uncomfortable silences. Some of us just want to meet Jesus with a messy heart, a microwave coffee, and a sense of humor. You can find me at KatherineSchaefer.com or on Instagram at UnpolishedButCult. I'd love to hear what weird things you've accidentally prayed about this week. Until next time, keep showing up, even if your prayer life feels like muttering help while digging through your junk drawer. God hears it, and He's not going anywhere. You're not too late. You're not too messy. You're just unpolished but cold. See you next time.